Ishgairn or otherwise Irish Water have proposed that come September, October, that they are going to implement a 29%. Now, I don't know why they just went with 29%, a 29% increase. Perhaps they thought the figure of 29% would look better than 30%, which might be associated with a third of a jack-up. But for whatever reason, anyway, they're proposing to go with a 29% increase in water charges. Now, I think it's particularly pertinent here this morning, given that the IFA, who have had a protest here in Kinloch, which I managed to get to from my door in an hour and 15 minutes, believe it or not. And they were here this morning, and one of the issues they had, along with a whole host of other issues, was that of the proposed hike in water charges. Because farmers who have entered into some of the schemes, like for instance the acre scheme, one of the conditions in that was that where you fence off a lake or a freshwater river that was formerly used for drinking cattle, and that could very well result in that your first 1,000 of earnings to the acre scheme will go out the door again to Ishke Éireann for providing drinkers throughout your land. And had farmers known that at the time, they might have been pretty reluctant to sign up to that measure. Now, I'm not making a case here for animals prowling through rivers and lakes, because we all know that all waters are connected one way or another and it all ends up in somebody's tap. There's nobody making a case for that, but certainly nobody could condone a 29% increase in water charges, particularly given the type of intermittent service that people have been experiencing over the last number of years. And it's particularly frustrating for public representatives who, up to a number of years ago, there was a go-to person in Leitrim County Council if you had an issue with water, be it a connection or be it a failure in supply. Now, since the advent of Irish Water, or Ishke Éireann as it's known, it's complete chaos. You had to get through to some foreign country where somebody takes your call, relates it back to Cork, they relate it back to Carrick and Shannon. And as you know, when a message is delivered between three junctions, anything can happen. I've had people responding to me asking me about water outages in County Limerick, where it's quite clear that somebody who sent an email, it ended in a foreign country, it was interpreted by somebody who didn't know the geography of Ireland, and they were contacting a councillor in Leitrim about water outages in Limerick.